Simon Ayin Tes. We did Sif Aleph. We didn't do the Mishaburas in Sif Aleph yet. So the first Sif, Katan, it says the Resoyas Odom, Fila Eno Magia Mimeno Reach Ra. So this is an issue of moving Dalai Lama's away because it's in his Machana, and that's true even if it's behind him, even though it doesn't smell at all. Finally, come on, Simon Pei Beis. So he has to move away Arba Amos, Mimachim Shekol HaReach. I said, the Shabbos pointing it out because since the language of Shekol HaReach was where the Reach ended, so you might think that Reach is going to be an integral part of the Halacha. So that's not true. Even if there's no Reach at all, you still have to move Dalai Lama. The point is, when there is Reach, you have to move Dalai Lama from the Reach. Okay, Arba Amos. The Chesiv Ohoya Machanecha Kadosh with Sif Katan Beis. Simon Ayin Tes of Katan Beis. So why do you have to move Arba Amos from the Makom Shekol HaReach? Because the pasuk says Ohoya Machanecha Kadosh. The Kibbutz Chazal Shemachanecha Shel Adam Hudal An Amos. So the definition of the person's place is for Amos, and therefore within his four Amos, it can't be either Tzoya or the Reach of Tzoya. Either one is a problem. So if the Reach Ra will enter into his Dalai Lama's, which means if he's within Dalai Lama's, it means that the Reach Ra is within his Dalai Lama's. And those are the two go together, obviously. So it comes out part of his place where he is dwelling, his Dalai Lama's, it has the smell of Tzoya, which is it was Reach Ra Sheish Lo Ikar, and it's also. If, however, it's in front of him, he has to be marchik kimloy enov, maloy enov sivkat and gimel. I'm b'pimigadim shakosav dilaharash b'davka diber aser b'sech kimloy enov. So now we discussed in the introduction. There's machlokes between the Rashba and the Rosh. What is this halacha maloy enov? So according to the Rosh, maloy enov is a chiddush that they didn't machane when it's in front of him applies as far as he can see. So it's a din of machane, and therefore even the same way within the tzoya, there's an isser of hearer within his dalai lamas. Kimloy enov in his line of sight, there's an isser of hearer. The Rashba expanded the halacha that we have by erva. So that's a locha of Re'iya. The Erva's Dovrim includes Soya as well. So it's a locha of Erva. By Erva, we learned that it's a din of Dibur, but here is Mutter. So we've got to cause the La'ashma Davka Dibur, Simasak Kimla Enov. I will hear her, but Dibur Tara is Mutter, Imhukhut to Dalaramas, Mimakam Shakola Rea. According to the Rashba, since it's halacha of the pasuk of Erva's Dover, which we darshan Dover, which means lashon of Dibur, that Dibur is also here is Mutter. So here is Mutter beyond four Amis after the Reach dissipates. La Rosh Yesh La'ayin Bezeh, the Efshar the Osim in the Torah Omid Rabbon and Ayin Sham. But according to the Rosh, so it's a locha of Machaneh. So the introduction we already saw that the Mishabura grappled with, according to the Rosh, it's a locha of Machaneh, is a locha of Machaneh. According to the Rosh, Kimloy Einov, is that a din d'oraisa? Is that a din d'rabbanan? So, but either way, here is going to be Aser, according to the Rosh. As far as he can see, if there's Soya in his line of sight, it's going to be Aser, whether it's a d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Okay, so Katan Dalad, Simon Ayin Tes of Katan Dalad. So this halacha that is Aser Kimlo Einov applies even when he actually cannot see. Afilu B'Laila. Okay, Aser Lemer, Afilu B'Laila, Kriyashma, Oshar, called Dabashim Kedusha, Lifnei Habatim, Kiderak Liyosham, Soya, Mechoshkin, Bechotzer. So in their world where they lived, where there was Soya was a common problem outside, so if you're outside, near where people's houses are, so there is possible, had it been light, to have seen Soya, so you would have to be Machmer Belaila. Again, that would be really so relevant to us. Then he says, now, if it's Mitzidoi, if it's off to his side, the halacha, the side, is the same as behind him. Okay, so cut in the hay.
Okay,
it's preferable to move forward, and therefore the soya is no longer on your side, but it's behind you. And then, for sure, behind you, the requirement is dalan amis from the place where the re'af ends. If moving forward is going to be difficult, then we'll rely on this opinion that to the side has the same din as behind, the dalan amis is sufficient. But v'hani mil itstodin mamish, this is all referring to something which is mamish on your, off to your side. Avol sodin shalafana, we spoke about this before. So it's you're facing forward, so your line of vision expands, so it's off to your side, but it's somewhat visible to what halacha does that have? So
okay,
so kosav magen avram the dino kilafana. I'm skipping the brackets. I'll go back to him in a second. So that is the din like in front of him. El Rabbah says that Lefona really means straight in front of you. If it's off to your side, even though you can pick it up in your peripheral vision, that's not called being Lefona. Now, what is the example that he gives Sodom to Lefona? So he says, go back to the brackets. He's referring to the gutters, so that they would have on the side of the road, which were used for the runoff of rain. But a lot of times, because their roads were so littered with different items, so the water sitting in the side would become masriach. So even though when you're facing forward, you're not really looking down towards these gutters off to the side. Gutters, the gutter of the road off to the side. So it's not mamash lefonov, but it is litzdadin. It's the fun of litzdadin. Okay. So that's sagi b'dalanamis. Because of a chayadim. So the chayadim comes along and he makes the following rule. The masha roya b'loyatiyas roya litzdadin. Whatever you see without turning your head to the side, that's considered the kulyama dinikul lefonov. That's called the fun of. When is it not called the fun of? It's called stodin shalafonov, is that you'd have to tilt your head you'd have to turn to the right or to the left. So it's lafonov in the sense that you're facing forward, but you need to turn to the side to see it. You know, you have to tilt your head to the side. But anything which you see directly facing forward without turning to the side at all, that has a din of lafonov mamish. So now they would go outside and say, Kiddush Levana, you would say outside, not in the house. Because the law of Kiddush Levana has to be said, Medavka, outside. You have to go out to greet the Pnei Kabbalah, Pnei Ashkina. It has to be outside of the building. So you have these gutters where there's liquid there, which is sitting there, which is being Masriyah. Shafilo Hei Berichu Dalaramis. Even though, one second, Ma, it's Svi, and I think he's not. Tell him, give him the number, and 401.
Hello. Okay. Hi, are you having trouble getting through
it, Svi? Okay. So you have to mark Dalaramis. So that's considered.
What's that?
That's considered lefonov. Yerushalayim gam lefonov, but also kimoyenov.
Yeah, hold on one second. Why doesn't he just listen?
Okay.
I'm gonna put the phone down. You can just listen through this phone, okay, Tzvi? Hold on. Here, just listen. He's saying this year. Just listen through this phone.
Okay.
See if it put on speaker.
Okay.
Okay. Just make sure he's there.
Okay. So Tzvi, we're in Sifkotten, the end of Sifkotten Hay. Simon Ayin Tes Sifkotten Hay. So the halacha is that when we're discussing the halacha called studen shalafanov, which it's off to the side, but when you look face forward, you would notice it. So the chayyim said that's called lafanov, and the lafanov. The funav means as so. The funav you have to mark as far as you can see. There's soya. So example he gives over here was not soya, but there was liquid in the gutters on the side of their roads, which would as the rain would run off, it would pull all of the dirty items which are in the street into the gutter, including the can you hear it, Tzvi?
Yeah.
Okay. I told you. Okay, well, we'll finish the sifkot soon. We'll start the next one. Just wait, see. Let me just finish the sifkot. Okay. The kosher sarach laharchik dalan amas yimakom shakol areyach. So you have to be marachik from these when you're saying kiddush lavana when they're outside and there's these liquid which is be masriach. You have to be marachik dalan amas from the place where the reyach ends. Umutam shol yikadosh klal. It's better. It's an issa deraisa. So even though you're going to lose kiddush lavana, but it's better that you should not be over the rice of saying words of kedusha in makom where there's soya. And these are milahaska different kedusha, but makom sheinu naki. Person is careful not to say words of kedusha in a place which is not clean. Well, because of emor with the words that tarichu yamim. So you'll be zeichet to the bracha of being careful about the covenant of the shechina. Of the Torah, so yeah, that causes that'll be a source for riches yomim for the person. Now the opposite, if a person's not careful, it goes into the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it goes into the pasuk of Kidvar Hashem Boza, and the end of the pasuk is Hikareis. So you want to be a kind of mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, but at the end you're doing an aveira. It's better not to do Kiddush Levana. Okay, so cut and vav. So now the case over here, which he's dealing with, was the case where the Shliach Tzibur is davening, and there's soya on the base of Knesset. So the Shliach Tzibur could mistakenly think, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is pointing out that that's incorrect. The Shliach Tzibur could mistakenly think. He said, listen, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's behind me. It's behind me more than my Dalet Amos, so I'm allowed to continue davening. So that's incorrect, because even though you, the Shliach Tzibur, have that, but you're being much of the Tzibur, and there's somebody within the Tzibur which is within Dalet Amos, so you have to pause. Now, Zuck, this is Mishmur Sukkot and Vav. So he has to wait until they remove the tzayer from the room. So there's a child there which was there, and he dirtied his diaper. So you have to wait till they remove the child. If by pausing he the time lapse was such that he could have finished all the Shemoneh Esrei, now we discussed before in a case a person pauses because of something which is forcing him to pause. Let's say the case of soya there, or the person passed gas, etc. Whatever it might be, which is because he has to pause, it's forcing him to pause, and he pauses the time to complete the whole tefillah from beginning to end. So let's say chazosh hashem takes 6 minutes. So they had, if there's a 6 minute pause, so the chara we should say he should have to go back to the beginning. He says, no, you don't say that over here. If it was within his Dalet Amos, so then he personally had a pause, he was forced to pause. If it was not within his Dalet Amos, theoretically he could have went weiter. He can't go weiter because there's some part of the tzibur which he can't be mitzi. But there's part of the tzibur which he could be mitzi. So theoretically, in that sense, it was a voluntary pause. And we said before, a voluntary pause, it does not require the person to go back to the beginning. The Sharat Ziyun and Sivkot and Dalet point out that the Prima Gadim is not sure about this halacha, whether that's correct or not. How do we look at it? Because it is interesting halacha, right? There's 100 people in the shul, and 50, 60, 70 people are not affected. So theoretically, he could have went weiter because of those 70 people, but he can't because of the 30 which are near the Tzaya. So he has to wait for the 30 as well. So that called it was a forced pause, which would make him have to go back to the beginning or not. So that's the question.
I'm hearing.
You're not hearing, Tzvi?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you know what? Ma, it's not working for Tzvi. You can give him the numbers again. Okay. Okay, so now. So since he's been mitzi the rabbin, since he's been mitzi the rabbin, he echad wasn't. What's the learner? Tavi kilo mispalo kol echad.
That's the music part, Ellie. It wasn't. Is he on still?
It's like he's being mispalo. Each person is being mispalo together with him. Now, so now why is that? I mean, we're not really being mitzi nowadays with the din of Shliach Tzibur. After non noigim shekol ayochid v'yochem mispalo latzmoi, we each person davis independently, not with the chazan. Kamalkam holy tzarkol ayochid v'yochid lanus amein al birchas Shliach Tzibur. And there's an issue to have soya lefonov. V'mashatz oisek ato b'psuka de zimra. Now that's talking about Yerim being by chazar sashatz. Let's say the situation took place during psuka de zimra. Then in boitzi yudei choyva vein shomaniyas omen. Mudzalo lemer kadaka. There's nobody to answer omen. There's nobody to invite anybody. Okay, so then there's no reason why the shot would have to wait. Im hukhut sidal ramoisa mi mokam shekol areich. However, im hukhut sidal ramoisa, sarach lishtek. But if it's within the dal ramoisa, so then he has to be quiet. Filim shokre lim rekuloi, eno chayz urak lim mokam sheposak. In this situation, by Pesukah de Zimra, where it was shokre lim rekuloi, so we discussed this before, by Berchus Kriyashma and by Pesukah de Zimra, he doesn't go back to the beginning. He goes back to the end of that pause. So the pause would be each capital would be the same thing. V'chem in Berchus Kriyashma, he would not go back to all the beginning. He goes back to the last end of the previous brach, end of the previous bracha. Aber Krishma betila balaka shaka ni merkula mirosha tvila at saifa wa itsa be sagt ala moisa wa khaz la rosh wa masharin la fiya kare. So in Krishma itself, if a person pauses because of tsaya, or in person damish monastery and he pauses because of tsaya, if he pauses enough time that the person can complete the tfilo, whether it's Krishma or Shmoneh Esrei, from beginning to end, and the tzoya was within the Dalai Lama's, he'd have to go back to the beginning, and we calculate that amount of time according to each person's own pace. Okay. So the Rambam said that since he's been mitzi the tzibur, there's somebody within Dalai Lama's, and that therefore he has to wait. V'yafshon, in general, it's not possible there's not somebody within Dalai Lama's. V'yim'eira shashum adam eno yoshim b'sert Dalai Lama'isim shal tzoya. If the case was that there was actually nobody in the shul who was within the Dalai Lama's of the tzaya, or the makam of the reich of the tzaya, mutalis balo. Okay, so that the chazan can keep going. Now, what about a situation where that's true? That's, the chazan stands all the way in the front of the shul. People standing all the way in the back of the shul, and between is where the tzaya is. So it's not within Dalai, it's behind the chazan, more than Dalai Lama's. It's away from the people, more than Dalai Lama's, but they're facing forward. So in that situation, there's an issue of them having tzaya im loyeno vavu bishon tzaya mafsekas b'neim u'ben hashatz yichol mahaster p'neim kadesh shel yehei lifneim. So they should turn sideways. Dosik im loyeno. Miu timnun hesiv kon chav kosev shemun lo yana amen kishay tzoy mepsekas benayim v'ayin mashik sav lebezet. Now the Mishnah Berurah raised the following question over there. Let's say I live near a shul, and it's the summertime and the windows in the shul are open, and I hear the brachas being said in the shul. So of course I can answer amen to those brachas. I hear a brach, I can answer amen. But if outside, between my building and between the building where the shul is, between the two of us, where the tefillah is taking place and where I'm answering amen, there is soya in between. So even though I can't see the soya because I'm in my building and I don't see it, but the mere fact that there is soya in between acts as a barrier, and you don't answer amen. In this situation, which I gave over here, where you have the chazan all the way in the front of the shul, and the people all the way in the back of the shul, in between the Rasoya, so it's behind the Chazan, so that's not a problem for the Chazan. It's where, beyond their Galanamas, it's not a problem for them either. Meloya Enov Yosal by them, they should face away. However, the Shulchan Aruch brought over there in Simon Nun Hesef Chof, and some say there shouldn't be anything which is mafsik between the two of them, and he gave two examples, where either Tinuf, which is Soya, or Avodah Zorah should not be in between the two. And applies to a goy in between, being in between either. Now, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it brings as a Yesh Amrim, doesn't bring anybody argues. And the rule of there is that it's halacha only found in one source, even though nobody argues with it, he'll bring it as a lashon of Yesh Amrim. But the assumption in halacha is that we pass him like that. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah said there that he wants to be dyke from this Ramah over here, that the Ramah did not seem to be bothered by this concern. The only issue the Ramah had was because it's with the Dalai Lamas of the people. Why do you say there's a problem? Because there's Soya being mafsik. See, that he wants to be dyke, this Ramah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch over there. And therefore, he brought the chayotim was machria, that if it's something which is not a, which is that amen yeshar rabba or kedusha you can answer, but bracha you can't answer. He says, kedusha is really psukim. I can say psukim. Yeshar rabba really is based on the idea of apostolic, etc. Borchu is a response, which is only mitzvah, the responding to the tefillah of the chazan that you couldn't say. So that's what he means. He says, "Why mashik sabu bezeh?" That he learns the Ramah is arguing, and the chayalim is machriya between the two of them. So it has to be. There's somebody within Dalai Lamas of the tzoya. Test arba'am. It's what's a learner. Welcome to Kolarech. It's within the Shir Dalai Lamas is not from the Tzoya, but where the smell of the Tzoya dissipates. If a child would be mashed in Meraglayim, so now there's Meraglayim on the floor. So Gami Yishtak Hashliach Tzibur Yatanachi Yitilu Behemayim or Yechasu or Yechika Kolam Kol Bimenu Dalai Lamas. So over there, you add water, which you saw that bitul of adding a revius solves that problem, or you'd cover it, or everybody would move away. So now, he sends you to the Bir Halacha. See, the Bir Halacha is the last one on Ayin Tes, on this page, the last line. So he gave the case of the Tinuk. So he brings the Sefer Moraksia. You see, it's in the next page. Sefer Moraksia Kosov. The Matina Kishon Mayim Be'Oish Hashatz Mispala B'Kol Ro. Vena Shatz Yudeya. So he's davening, and the Shatz does not realize this has happened. So the people who are aware of it should move away. But mitzad the Shatz Ein Lashdikar Dikar Tamahu. What's his argument? The Kima Deisur Meraglayim Ein Ela Mirabbanon. They quote a tzibur roi lahamid al din tarvus. It's interrupt the shots. Is it lack of cover at tzibur? He says, and therefore we'll rely on the derisa. So once the meraglim is on the ground, it's also miraisa. It's mutter. So that's what he says. So he finds that this is nobody else mentions this swara. Therefore, he doesn't accept that that's correct. Then he says, that's Thomas within the Dalai Lama. He's always case within the Dalai Lama of the Shatz behind him, but the Shatz doesn't realize. So theoretically, the Shatz can't continue because there's Merig Lyme on the ground within the, his Dalai Lama. Then he's saying, no, don't tell the Shatz. If you're lying, within the Raisa. So that he's saying, we can't accept that. However, it's beyond the Dalai Lama of the Shatz. Nowadays, nobody's really being yotze with the Shatz. So in that situation, it would make sense. You don't have to be with the other Shatz and make him fine. Zogt the Mechaber Sif Beis. Hoysa Mimokim Gavoya Asura Tvachim Unama Chasara. So we saw this idea in the introduction. So now the Tzoya is either it's in a different Rishos. Either it's raised up 10 Tvachim or it's lowered down 10 Tvachim. So we said Dinner Rishuyos, it's in a different Rishos. Okay. The Tzoya is in one room and he's in a different room. So now, but it's the door is open and it's visible. And there's no smell. Okay, so in that situation, what's the halacha? So the first sheet which he's going to bring over here is the Rosh. The Rosh said that the Isser is an Isser Machane HaKadosh, so it's not your Machane. Because it's raised, or it's lowered, or it's a different room. So the kiman shehibra shows a cheres created by shaper boy mechad hakadosh la rosh. Sorry, main reyach yachalikrus kiman shehibra shows a cheres created by shaper boy mechad hakadosh la rosh. According to the rosh, it's a lacha mechad hakadosh, which it is. My rishus is tor. My rishus is pure. My rishus is clean. The fact that. I can see it is irrelevant according to the Rosh, because it's only because that makes it into your machana. But over here, it's clearly a different machana; it's a different rishus. Okay. Avol Rashba, but the Rashba said the problem is it can't be visible, and in my sense, you're seeing it. So Davka Kshena Royo, so it's only going to work if you can't see it. This is talking about there was no reyach. Let's say there was a reyach. The fact that it's a different reshus doesn't help because the mice of the reyach is coming to you from that item. It is as if that item has joined you in your reshus. It's a reyach ra sheishal reker. So this reyach ra is now in your reshus, so you can't read. That the hafsaka will work for the reach ra. The fact that it is behind this type of a hepsik, so the fact that the reach comes to you, which is in a reach ra shein lo ikur, which you're mechuyev to not say it in the reach itself, you're not mechuyev the marcha dalat amas. Okay, zok the Mishnah Berurah. Beis hoyisa. So the sifkat and yud, right? So if the tzoya was mokam gavoya, wouldn't lehapich im hu yamid o mokam gavoya would say meunach lamatal boritz. The opposite case would be that the tzoya is on the ground and he is himself on this in this mokam gavoya. So later on, we'll talk about the Graf Sharei, which the combination was that they can't keep the chamber pot in the room. That's what's called chamber pot because it's in the chamber where he would sleep. But the bed itself was raised up 10 tefachim. So here you have a scenario where it's on the ground and he's raised 10 tefachim off the ground. That might would solve this problem, and that's so I'll talk about that later on. What's your question, C? If the tzoya is on the ground, and the person is raised off the ground, he's on something which is 10 tefachim off the ground. For example, there's a graph. Graph is the chamber pot, which is they would use to relieve themselves at nighttime, you know, in their room. So that's on the ground. He's lying on a bed, which is 10 tefachim off of the ground. So he's raised up onto a rishus, which is 10 tefachim off of the ground. And that would be this din. That's where we, you know, the example that we're giving over here. Or the tzar was in welcome gavoya. Now that when we say it's 10 tefachim high, so we're going to say that not only is it 10 tefachim high, but gam shuruch of dalal dal tefachim tavim welcome choshev. We want to give it. It has to have a shear, a full shear of a rishus, which is 10 tefachim high and dalal dalal. But you have any lahoyer rech of dalal dalal. Gam kenin tzarich lach to the spell of rak b'taris nadova kesh puta b'achredim b'zeh. We mentioned before. There's some opinions hold. That the some say the fact that 10 tefachim off the ground, even though it's not on makom which is dalal dalal, is enough to say it's a separate rishus. So therefore, if that situation had he daven like that, it's not vital that he'd have to go back. So he would go back and daven as an adava, that if he's chayiv, he's davening. If it's not, he's saying it as an adava. Okay. The machlokes is between the Bach and the Taz. The Bach says that the main thing is it's raised 10 tefachim off the ground. I'm sorry, the Bach says it needs dalad al dalad, and the Taz says the main thing is raised 10 tefachim off the ground. Okay. So cotton yud beis, but bias acher pierce becheder acher. But bias in general, the language of bias used over here in the Shulchan Aruch, he's in one bias and they're in another bias. It just means different rooms. Doesn't mean it's a whole separate building. Even if he's sitting betzida right near the door, pierce eitzol welcome a pesach. He's sitting near the doorway. Mechila ben yesh shom delas olay. Whether the doorway has a door or not. Even though he did bring a shear seat before, it said, that if it has a door, maybe it's considered like it's shut, but we don't go like that, for sure not. So as long as it's visible, it's a problem. So he can't see. If he puts his head into that room, where the tzoya is, even once his head is inside, even though his body is not inside, it's also even though his eyes are shut. If his body is inside with the tzoya, his head is outside. So whether his head is inside, his body is not with the tzoya, and his head is with the tzoya, or his head is not with the tzoya and his body is with the tzoya, either way is osur. The shari in a rosh basarubai. So when the rosh is there, it's also because that's what you. We saw that was where the kli adibur. We saw that idea before. So your kli adibur are together in the malkum where the tzoya is. That's osur. If your head is outside but your body's inside, so we connect the head to the body. So the body's in the malkum isur. So the head is also us. Now, the reason why he's pointing it out, because there is actually a shita, which there's a chazanish, which says that according to this, that sword of a kol neshama tahalo ka, the main thing is the kli adibur. So if the head is outside, it's mutter. So he's saying we don't say it like that. Now this is all working in a case where, according to the Rashba, if you can't see it, Tavka Kishena Roya. Time of the Rashba, what's the logic? Kedalot. The Sirla, the Kroh, the Loyira, Koy Gamken, Ayisr, Tsoya, Omer, Betchilas, Amikra. So the Isra of Loyira, Erva's Dover, applies not only to Erva, but also to Tsoya. New Roya is so. Derchalot Jaschuchis. However, we pointed out if it's visible through a window, through a glass window, not an open window, but a glass window. Kliyam Ashari. Kliyam Asim Reshem Ayin Vav Ayin Shom. So now, let's talk it through. According to the Rosh, it's a different Rishua, so it's Mutter anyway. What's the problem? According to the Rashba. So according to the Rashba, this is L'Yireh. Right? But we already said that Soya Bashoshis is Mutter because the main issue is that it should be a Kisui. So it's not any worse than the case of Kisui. In a case where he shuts his eyes, or it's at nighttime, So some argue that since it's in a different Mishus, even the Rashba will be Matar. Even when you can't see it, since had it been light, you'd be able to see. So in the case where it's difficult to turn away, you rely on the shita that's belaylo, or you shut your eyes, it's going to be mutter. If it's so high up or so low down that you can't see the soya, so then it's not a problem. The whole problem is because it would be theoretically be visible. Let's just see if we can finish off the Mishnah Berurah and the Sefer and the Mechilah. Okay, so now according to Rashi, the problem is it's only mutter if you can't see it. Roya so. So you can't be looking out the window where you see the garbage dump, or the gutters, or chazir because he said chazir has a din of tzaya. So if you look out the window, you see those things. It's aser to daven. You don't smell anything. Gunkis. If you say Kiddush Lavona through the window, you should at least shut your eyes. So again, you're not saying Kiddush Lavona outside because of the fact that we have problems. So you say it inside. So, but you have to say you can't go outside. You're allowed to say it inside, but you're looking out the window. So you look at the Lavona. And then you say the bracha. You don't look at the bracha while you're saying the bracha. So look at the bracha and then shut your eyes and say the bracha. Baal peh. If your eyes are shut, you don't smell anything. It's mutter. In case you're not sure if there's an ashpa there. So he says, now, according to the Rosh, none of this is a problem. It's not your same Rosh as you, even though you can see it, it's a mutter. The whole problem is the Rosh. Okay, then you have a subject of this, what you're looking at is if it's an Ashpa or not. So you have a Sveika, so that situation will be mutter. If you can shut your eyes, that's better. Now, if it does smell, Hafsaka doesn't help. They pass like the Shita, which that smell, Hafsaka does not work for smell, not like the Shita was told that it does. Now, just look at the language of the Machaber, where he presents it. He presents the first Shita as Stam, the second Shita as Yesharman. So that's the rule. In the case he brings both as Yesharman, he says, some say this, some say that. When he presents that, we pass on like the Basra, the second Shita. But over here, he presented, this is the Lacha, and some say otherwise. So the first Shita is a Stam, the second Shita is a Yesharmim, we pass on like the Stam. So the Hapsaka does not work for Reich Rab. Loi Mahani. But some of the Be'in and Dalai Lama's, Mokham Shekola Reich. So therefore, you're going to need Dalai Lama's from where the Reich ends. Some argue that since it's a different rishus, so it's like reach rashen liker. Reach rashen liker, you don't need dalat amis, you just need that you should not smell it. So as soon as you can move away from the point where you can no longer smell, it's mutter. Well, the fact that it's a different rishus doesn't help. Person's davening inside, he smells the smell from outside. Yafsik can be yishat sheyever reich. He has to wait. A person who has a cold right now, he doesn't smell. Maybe it's going to be mutter. We could argue that maybe it's going to be mutter. That much will set up sucker works. It's a different rishus. Just like reich, rashi, and lewiker, therefore if you can't smell it, it's mutter. Okay, I'm not sure exactly the full rule on that. And some remakel that hapsaka does work. It works with the reich rashi law. Now he beirts over bias initial adam reich over bias yesh lahachber. Meal nearly the me shenam reich mutter the Christmas set. So the tzoy is no longer in the house, but the smell is lingering, so you can't read. There's a reich around the house. It's with reich rashi and lewiker. And then he says, "Akula mishen reich reich rashi mutter the Christmas," which we don't know. Even reich rashi and lewiker, if you can't smell, it's still osur. If normally that would smell, so I'm not sure what this heter is. If he doesn't smell at all, it's going to be mutter. I'm not sure what that heter is. I have to look into that more. Okay, let's open it here.